Welcome back to the Jason Rantz Show on KTTH, the Freedom Caucus, the Republican Freedom Caucus, because we actually value freedom. In Olympia, they're calling for a special legislative session to address the significant concerns over what life and business will actually look like after June 30th. Joining me on the line is a member of the Freedom Caucus, State Senator Phil Fortunato. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
So, what exactly are you asking for and why? Beyond, we want to reopen the state and we want to talk through it.
Right. Well, first of all, there's a slight difference between a governor calling a special session and a legislative special session.
Yeah.
So, we are calling for a legislative special session because we don't expect the governor to call us into one over this issue. And that means two-thirds of the legislature has to agree to go into session, and you have to agree on what you're going to talk about. So we prepared a resolution to say the only thing that we are going to talk about in this special session are mask mandates and vaccine discrimination and employment stuff for these businesses. So that's the only thing that we're going to, if two-thirds of the legislature agreed, that's the only thing we would talk about. And that's primarily because we're concerned about, on one hand, businesses being vaccine police, and I don't understand where all these people are that are supposed to be my body, my choice. Where are all those people? I have no idea. I mean, how come anybody is screaming about HIPAA violations? I mean, it puts employers in an untenable situation. And then in addition to that, or coinciding with that, is now you're having vaccine discrimination where employers are telling employees they must be vaccinated or they will be terminated and considered a voluntary quit and not be eligible for unemployment. And so I have a serious problem with somebody telling me you must inject something into your body that you may object to in order to keep your job. Then in addition to that, you have if you're vaccinated, you could sit in the front of your daughter's graduation. But if you're not vaccinated, you have to sit way in the back, and then the mask mandates you have for little kids in school, primarily grammar school kids are really suffering and having psychological issues over mask mandates. And if you don't believe me, just go to a school board meeting, and parents are up in arms over this stuff.
They absolutely are, and there's a lot of issues you just covered. Do you believe that Democrats, or at least you have enough Democrats, to get this session going on these particular issues?
Don't know until we ask. I mean, I'm hoping that everybody in this within the sound of your voice will call their Democrat legislator and say, "Will you support a special session to talk about this?" And so the process is we submit the resolution to the Secretary of the Senate, and it goes through a process, and they put out a call, and they say, will you agree? And then if they do, then you have a vote. And so we established that process last session. So we intend to try to follow that, just see what happens.
But you certainly, you know some of your Democratic colleagues, you know some of their concerns, and you know what they say behind closed doors when the media isn't there to get them on the record, or other, Seattle progressives there to yell at them when they get on the record. Are these issues that you think, realistically, if people were to call and voice their concerns, they would be moved to address? Because they're going up against not just Seattle Progressive. They're going up against Jay Inslee, who doesn't want to give up any of this power.
That's right. But Jay Inslee is falling less and less or falling more and more out of favor with his fellow Democrats, who are currently suing him, by the way, over vetoing and doing a partial veto, which is unconstitutional. I mean, They I say they worked on a compromise to get a bill past their caucus. They didn't try to get it past our caucus. We didn't vote for it. But they worked on a compromise among themselves to get their members to agree to vote on whatever the carbon tax and low carbon fuel standard and some other stuff. And Jay Inslee went out and basically vetoed a section that was critical to them having agreement among their own caucus. Not agreement with us because we didn't vote for it.
Yeah, he blew it up. He caused a whole bunch of problems. He knew he was going to get sued, but obviously with the whole stunt of signing two bills at the same time, without a camera, turning them in at the exact same time so that the Secretary of State would have to make a decision that he is supposed to be making. He's not above doing any of this. So
it is
kind of silly, the road that we're going down. What do you think, realistically, Washington State looks like on July 1st? When the mandates supposedly go away, unless, of course, you're unvaccinated, those mandates stay.
Well, you know, we talked about the idiocy of some of the crazy thing, the shots for shots and jabs for joints and all this other. And, you know, I go, the real lottery winners are the people that had that got COVID and didn't even know it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because now they're actually probably way more immune than people getting the vaccination. But, I mean, it is your choice to inject into your body. It is your choice to make your own health decisions. And that is something that's kind of odd from the Democratic side of the aisle, who are always screaming, my body, my choice, except now when it comes to vaccinations, where you're mandated, we want you to do this, which, by the way, is still a semi-experimental vaccine. And you do have a risk of catching the virus, even if you are vaccinated. And you do have a risk of actually dying. Small risk, less, but still there. But you are supposed to be able to weigh those decisions. And then, more importantly, they're talking about vaccinating kids 12 years old and older. Currently you need your parents' permission, unless their kids are deemed to be homeless and emancipated and all that. Then if they're 12 years old, they can make their own health care decision. Yeah. Anybody think that's a good idea?
Well, I don't know why you're looking for consistency coming from the left. Let's be honest. I'll give you the last word. But you're looking for consistency from the left in regards to this topic. It just seems like an exercise of futility.
I want to finish off on, you know, the vaccine discrimination is a major concern. The mask mandate for these little kids in school and the trauma, the psychological trauma it's causing these kids. A kid, for example, has allergies and was afraid that if he takes the mask off and blows his nose, he's going to contaminate his entire school. A little girl who gives a juice box to some other little girl in the lunchroom and people are screaming that she's contaminating you can't do that. That's, mm-hmm. you're spreading the virus. I mean, these little kids, some little girl got a major gum infection from wearing the mask continuously. And these are concerns. Parents have the right to be able to establish what they want to do for the health of their children. This is important stuff. We need to be going into special session over this, to have this resolved before September, before these kids go back into school. And we need to go in a special session so that I get to represent the people in my district and other legislators get to voice their concerns about the people in their district. And for all I know, even if we had a special session, the Democrats might give the governor everything that he asked for, but at least I would have a chance to represent the people in my district.
Yeah.
And so, that's what this is all about, is they should be concerned. You're my legislator. I want you to represent me. I want you to call yourself into special session and resolve these issues that you failed to resolve in your 105-day session.
You are preaching to the choir, my friend, and I hope every single person who's listening right now is as fired up as Senator Phil Fortunato. Make sure you're contacting, call, email, get in touch with your representatives and make this demand. Senator Fortunato, thank you as always for coming on. Appreciate it.
And thank you for the plug on the Freedom Caucus. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Jason Rand Show, back at the top of the hour.